What if I told you were one decision away from changing your life?
One decision away from changing your life? Does that maybe sound a bit dramatic, a little too far-fetched, a little unachievable? Well, decision-making can kind of do that to us, can it? Some people seem to be, naturally inclined toward making clear, clean decisions, and other people struggle with making even the simplest decisions. Well, Tony Robbins has a very famous, or one of his many famous quotes that says, "The quality of your life is directly related to the quality of your decisions." Okay, let me say that again. The quality of your life is directly related to the quality of your decisions. So he suggests very clearly that if you make good decisions, you've got a good life. If you make clear decisions, you've got clarity in your life. Well, sometimes that's the challenge, isn't it? Because as soon as we think quality decisions, does it make you a little bit nervous? Does it make you feel a bit uncomfortable? Does it make you think, oh my gosh, there's a whole lot of pressure because if I don't make good decisions, then I won't have a great life? Well, yeah, that's exactly how it makes most people feel. And I know that that is part of the problem. You see, we have this pressure that we attach to decisions. You know that it's true, and you know that I'm right, and you know that you probably do it, if not all the time, at least sometimes, because we have this, it's like a scale, a decision-making scale, and we think, well, these decisions don't really matter, but these decisions, oh my goodness. And so when we think of them as completely different things, it's like we can't build the muscle that makes us, or helps us rather, make better decisions, because really, decision making is a skill, right? It is almost like a muscle. And the more you do it, the more you practice it, the better you get at it, and the more you trust that you're good at it. And that is key. The more you trust that you're good at making decisions, the better you get. And that takes us right back to Tony Robbins' quote. Because if you believe, you know what? I'm going to make a decision and I am going to be happy with that decision and it is going to be a decision that moves me forward and it will change my life. Well, I'm thinking that that's a quality decision, aren't you? And that will change the quality of your life. And that's what I mean when I say you are one decision away from changing your life. Let's break this down a little bit. So if you think about, because I can hear what you're saying. I can hear you saying, yes, Jan, but I feel like I'm stuck in my life. How can I have a quality life and how can I make quality decisions when I'm stuck? I'm not happy. I'm not happy maybe in my relationship, or maybe it's my job that is holding me back, or maybe I don't particularly like the city or the town that I live in. And all of those things make you feel a bit closed in, don't they? They make you feel a bit like, gosh, my life isn't doing at all what I thought that I would do or be. And that hinders our ability to make decisions. And we tell ourselves that we're stuck. We tell ourselves maybe that it's not really my fault, that I'm in this job that I don't like, so I can't move forward. I'm in a relationship that makes me feel not really great about myself, so I can't move forward. Or I'm trapped in a rut, in habits that aren't particularly productive in my life, and therefore I can't move forward. And all of those things make us feel incapacitated. We're not, or paralyzed maybe is a better word. They make us feel paralyzed so that we can't make decisions. But is that really true? Is it that you can't make a decision? Or is it that you won't make a decision? In those situations, your job, your relationship, your life situation, we'll call it, lots of times when we feel like we're paralyzed or when we feel like we're stuck, instead of making a decision that moves us forward, or at least has the potential to move us forward, we tend to cast around or look around for people to blame, don't we? we tend to say, and there's no blame associated here for you, because I think we all do that to some degree. We have this idea that, well, gosh, I'm stuck here because. And it's way more comfortable, it's way easier to look around ourselves and find someone to point a finger at. And so what we do is we say, well, gosh, I'm stuck in this job because I have to pay the bills, or I'm stuck in this job and I know I'd be happier if I could just get a promotion, but that person, my boss, won't give me a promotion, or I'm trapped in this relationship that doesn't really make me happy, and that person that I'm in a relationship with won't change to make me happier. I'm laughing because it sounds crazy even to say it aloud. That person won't make me happy. Well, that person will never make you happy. That boss will never promote you just because you want a promotion and you're feeling stuck. You won't get out of your rut or out of your habits by someone else doing it for you, by blaming someone else. Well, I have to live here because I need to be close to my extended family, or my parents need help, or whatever it is, whatever the rationale is, you have to find a way to make a decision that moves you forward. Now, here's the thing. Why don't we like to make decisions? Why don't we like to make decisions? Again, back to the scale, right? Well, some decisions, Jan, I can decide if I want vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream, sure. But think about changing my job. Think about buying a new house. Think about selling my house. Think about moving to a new location. Those are bigger decisions. Okay, well, I'll give you that. But what do we attach to those bigger decisions? Well, we attach a lot of fear, don't we? Let's talk about the fear. What are you afraid of? Because this is the root of it. This really is the root of it. If you want to make quality decisions, to have a quality of good quality of life, you have to decide, why am I afraid to make decisions? Ask yourself right now, why am I afraid to make the decision to leave my job? Or why am I afraid to make a decision to change my perspective about my job, or take a course so I like my job more, or I am more qualified for that promotion? Why am I afraid to make that decision? Well, maybe you're afraid that you'll make the wrong decision. Maybe you're afraid that people will judge you. Why is she trying to get a better job? Why is she trying to make herself? Why is she going back to school? Right? The little judgment attached there. Maybe you're afraid that once you make the decision, you won't want to move forward in the end, and you're not really wanting to change your life. Or maybe you're afraid to be embarrassed by the change or by the decision. All of those things are valid in your mind, but you have to decide, at what cost, right? At what cost? Am I willing to stay the same and complain about it? Am I willing to stay the same and not move forward? Am I willing to stay the same and just say, you know what, I'm going to stay the same? And that's okay if the answer is yes. But if you genuinely want to shift, if you genuinely want to improve the quality of your life, you've got to start making some decisions. And they do not have to be epic. They really, really don't. You just have to start practicing. Think about it a little bit like this. If you are, it's about perspective, right? Sometimes we can't make a decision because, or rather we feel or think we can't make a decision because, well, I don't have all the information. I don't have all the facts. I don't have all the decision. I don't have all the facts, or I don't have all the options maybe, or I can't see into the future. That's a big one too. You're right. You can't. But let's imagine for a minute that you are walking down a path, and it's a lovely path. It's maybe close to the edge of the water, and there are lovely cliffs and trees and little hills and lots of tall trees. So you can't really see a lot in some areas of the path. Okay, you got that picture? Have you got that picture in your head? And you're walking along that path and you realize at some point that, gosh, I'm not really sure where I am. I know how long I've been gone and I know how long I want to be gone and I'm pretty sure my vehicle's that way, but I'm not really sure where I'm at. I'm not really sure what's coming around the bend. And I'm not really sure, I'm trying to get to the lake, but I don't know where that is. Well, you can stop on the path. And you can look around at the tall trees and you can kind of look back to where you came from and you can look ahead to where you're going and you can realize to yourself, I can't really see much. There's not really any information here that will help me make my decision. I can't see any signs. I can't see the water through the trees. I can't see any hills that I could stand up on to be able to look out and get a sense of my direction. I'm stuck. Here I am on a path. I thought I wanted to be here. I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm not sure how long it will take. And I am stuck. Does this sound familiar? So you can stay there and lament. Or I guess you could hope that maybe someone else came along and they were able to point you in the right direction. Or you could make a decision. You could make a decision to take one or two or five steps forward. And if you did that, if you made just a little step, how long is the average step? I don't know, half a meter, a couple feet? If you decided to take a couple of steps, small steps forward, what would that do? What would that do? It would change your perspective. Yes. And as you took those steps forward, you might get new information. There might be a gap in the trees. There might be up ahead past that big tree on the left. Well, there might be a turning point and you could turn that direction and see more. Be more. Maybe you would see the lake. Maybe you would see your destination. Maybe you would see a sign. Maybe you would get some information that says, okay, I think I'm ready to go back. It would give you a new perspective. And all it took was a few steps forward, a little shift in your position on the path so that you felt like, okay, I've got some new information and some new input and I can make a decision. Now that's really easy, but I hear you. It's really difficult sometimes because you just feel like it's bad. It's awful. It's closing in on you, whatever it is. And let's say it's your job and you just can't find the strength or the creativity or the innovation maybe or the inspiration to take that step forward. And you're right. Sometimes that is a challenge. So you have to decide in that moment. Do I want to stay here? Do I want to stay here where it just feels like everything is shrinking? Or can I take a big breath and can I take one or two or three small steps forward? And sometimes, and here's the good news. Well, I think all of that is good news. But here's the really good news is that sometimes all the decision needs to be, it doesn't have to be dramatic. You don't have to throw it all up in the air and I quit my job and have a big dramatic movie scene where you slam the door of the office and you stomp out. No, gosh, no. I'm not wishing that for you at all. So it doesn't have to be dramatic. Sometimes it can be something as simple as a shift in perspective. And we've talked about this before. Maybe, just maybe, your decision could be something internal. And your decision could be as simple as, I'm going to find something today at work. the work that I have come to not enjoy, the work that I maybe I don't feel valued, or maybe I don't feel valuable, or I feel like I'm not going anywhere. There, all of those things could be in your head when you think about your work. And so maybe the decision that you make today isn't to slam the door and walk out, but the decision that you make today is to find one thing, just one thing that you really enjoy about your job. Just one thing. And maybe it's something really small. Maybe it's, I really like that person that I work with, or I really enjoy it when I get to go to trade shows and do a presentation, virtual or in person. Or maybe it's, I really like to network and go out and meet clients, or create leads for the other people in my business. Or maybe it's even something smaller than that, right? I really like it when I get to complete the paperwork and cross all the T's and dot all the I's and hand in my paperwork. I really like that feeling of completion. I want you to find one thing, one small thing that you like about your job, and I'd like you to focus on that thing. And I would like you, in those times during the day when you think, oh my gosh, I'm not enjoying myself, try and find that one thing. Make the decision to find something positive about your current situation. And I use job, but it could be your relationship, or it could be your health, or it could be your fitness level, or it could be your eating habits, or it doesn't really matter. Some aspect of your life that you feel like you're a bit stuck in, just find one thing that's positive that you can focus on. And you know what? You might begin, first of all, to shift your perspective. And second of all, it will give you, as you do that, as you shift your perspective, it will give you this sense of openness, just like on the path in the woods that we imagined a few minutes ago. It will give you new perspective to make better decisions, to make clearer decisions, to make good decisions that you're happy with, because you feel like you're moving forward. You feel like you're taking initiative. And that's so, oh my gosh, that's so important. And you and I both know that. It's so important to feel as though I'm doing something for myself, for my own life. I'm moving myself positively forward. Nobody likes to feel like they're trapped. Nobody likes to feel like they're stuck. And no one likes to feel like someone else is controlling their life. So make a decision and shift your perspective. So what do you do? Let's do a little recap here. After you leave today and you go about your day, or you go about tomorrow even, I would like you to make that one decision, just one small decision that can shift your perspective, or that could shift you out of a habit maybe that you're in. So you live, you make a decision. You kind of gauge that decision. You see how it made you feel. And then you make another one. And you gauge that decision. And you see how it made you feel. And you make another one. And I know it sounds simple. I totally get that. But really, that's all it is. You're building the muscle. And every time you make a decision, left or right, up or down, take a course, don't take a course, you don't have to be embarrassed because you've made a decision. You don't have to feel judged because it's your life. You don't have to feel uncertain that it's the right decision, because if it's the wrong decision, you just make a different one. It's your decision to make. So choose something and gather a little more information for yourself so you can choose again. And each one of those choices, each one of those decisions is a very small step on the path to a new perspective. I know you've got this, and pretty soon, you know what? You'll come around the corner and you'll see the fabulous view of the lake or the mountains or the ocean or whatever it is that you're moving toward. And you can take credit for that. You can say, I did this. I moved slowly forward, and every day I felt like I move toward making quality decisions that would give me a quality life. I am Jan Bailey, and I am so happy that you've joined me on the quest for clarity. And if you've enjoyed this, well, I've enjoyed it too. I do hope that you will subscribe, that you'll rate, and that you will share this podcast with people that you know who may benefit from it. I will see you next time. Remember, live, decide, repeat. We'll see you soon.